I'm Mike Quinlan, and I'm here with Dr. Gene Hensler and Ted Parrish. We're going to talk to you about your money and what's going on in the market today. Dr. Gene, tell us about
Absolutely.
This week. Nothing.
It's Sunday. So nothing's going on. Would you like to know, Mike? Would you like? Obviously, Mike has not been here for a while.
I have not.
Mm-hmm. What's going on this week, Ted?
They brought me out of retirement just to find out what happened this week.
Well, I guess the biggest piece of data that we received this week was that the regulators came out with a stress test, and once they actually told J.P. Morgan that what the results were, J.P. Morgan preempted them and actually came out and said that they were going to distribute some capital back to shareholders.
Well, J.P. Morgan screwed the Fed. And that's exactly what went on, because they were going to announce this on like a month from today. And J.P. Morgan came out and said, we're so strong, we're going to pay more dividends, we're going to buy back stock.
Not a whole month.
Oh, come on.
Not a whole month. It was going to be either the end of this week or next week.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
But the results were, the market liked the results. You had 19 major firms that the results were reported on, and only four that failed under the most dire stress test. And those four were Citigroup, Ally Financial, SunTrust, and MetLife. So the financials, the banks went off to the races on Wednesday. And, it's a big yawn. I give it a big yawn because it's still.
What, Teddy, isn't SunTrust a big company around here?
SunTrust is a huge company around here.
Yeah, and they failed this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
what does that mean?
Yeah.
That I should be pulling all my deposits out of that bank or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
All right.
What
does it mean?
It means under most severe economic conditions that those four banks might be short of the regulatory required capital. And one of the parameters of that is a 13% unemployment rate.
Well.
Okay,
50% drop in the market.
Yep, 50% drop in the market.
And there was another thing, I can't remember what it was, but Teddy? All those happened.
Not 13% unemployment.
Well,
if it's called how you
something.
Look at
that's right.
Unemployment.
So what we're saying, under most severe conditions, all the banks other than Citigroup, SunTrust, Allied,
and MetLife, which really isn't a bank.
I couldn't figure that one out.
Well, they had the charter because they needed the funding. They needed the bailout.
Now, who's Ally Bank?
Ally Bank's GM, right?
Oh, is it? Who owns that bank?
Who?
United States government. That's not a private bank. Yeah, that was bailed out. The government owns it.
Yeah.
Right? We're talking about, can they pick winners? Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. But also this week, we had the retail sales released on Tuesday, which were pretty good, the fastest since September, a rise of 1.1%. FOMC came out with their minutes, and they didn't make any changes to their balance sheet or anything. So basically no news there. PPI, which is inflation at the producer level.
Yeah, producer price index.
Index,
yes,
right.
Yeah. Rose 0.4%.
That's not low, Teddy.
It's not low. No, it's not. And, there's been some indications that, there is some inflation out there. Last week, I think we talked about it with McDonald's and talking about some of their increased costs. So it's not a total surprise. Didn't send the market down. And jobless claims fell 14,000 to 351,000 jobs for the week of March 10th.
Yeah, it's good news.
Yeah, it's really good news. And then last week, the unemployment situation, we actually created 227,000 jobs in February.
One of the problems is that the income increase is not matching inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the problems.
Even though
more people are working. And thank God, I want everybody to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's not a good deal.
Yeah. And there's a lot of worry that the warmer than usual weather may have something to do with the numbers being higher because it's pulling forward.
Well, Mike and I wouldn't know anything about that. It was 80 degrees. We were in shirt sleeves to play 18 holes of golf today, and we were sweating.
That's right.
Now, put this on record. It's the 15th of March.
Yeah.
The Ides
of March.
Of March.
That's right. That's right.
And if you look at interest rates, Gene, across the board, they went up. The 10-year actually went up 30 basis points.
We would expect interest rates to rise when all the good news for the economy is
right.
up.
Absolutely.
And less unemployment and everything else like that. We'll be talking later on with Main Street and find out mm-hmm. what the rates were on the mortgages. But overall, how would you equate the economic news?
I'd say it was positive, and it's a continuing string of positive data. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but the cart before the horse, if you will, because, you know, there's always looming issues with Europe, China, and you know, the volatility with the election. But all in all, things look
better. Yeah, but don't back off. The news are...
The news is positive.
It's good.
It's good.
All right. Now, what about the stock market?
The stock market this week is actually up through Thursday 2.6%, led by financials, of course, up 6.28%. Technology is right behind, I guess, pushed by Apple.
Here's what's happening. Let me explain something to people out there. Everybody thought the banks were going to die. They're going to be out of business. And I think this thing came out and said, well, you know what? Even under the toughest conditions, only 3 of the top 10 banks are going to fail.
Right.
So what happens was we had a bank like,
not
going to
fail, but
no offense, like Bank of America, go up 6.5% in mm-hmm. a day. Let me tell you what. Their earnings suck, and they're going to continue to suck. They have more problems with Fannie and Freddie Mae and everything mm-hmm. else like that. What you've gotten here is a real bounce in terms of the banks aren't going to fail. Well, here's a tip. The banks were never going to fail.
Right.
But the question is, Teddy,
growth.
Are the banks going to have earnings that mean anything? Well, your thought on that?
I would say that there's going to be some stress around what kind of growth the banks are going to have because, number one, we don't even need to get into regulation, but it hinders their growth. That affects how much fee income they'll be able to earn, which was a hallmark of their growth over the past decade. Also, I mean, we haven't seen any resilience in their true line of business, lending, and you know, that's definitely a concern. And also, last but not least, housing. You know, housing is part of the lifeblood of banking. You know, that's a big part of their growth, and I just don't see a huge boom in housing. Now, for the economy as a whole, if housing stabilizes and we bottom and it goes up a little bit, that's great because it's been a detractor to growth over the past 5 years.
Mike, so you want to make a comment?
I was just going to ask, you know, there's a lot of these banks have declared pretty big mm-hmm. Dividend increases over the last week or so. So, you know, how do you see that going forward?
Well, the three banks that did raise their dividend, they're doing pretty good. J.P. Morgan's doing pretty good, But, I mean, as for the rest of them, I don't see that much.
So are these guys just kind of taking this opportunity to, as a PR move, say, you know, I'm going to drop this thing up?
Yes.
J.P. Morgan has the ability to do that. I mean, they've been resilient over the past, I'd say, 2 years. I mean, because their investment banking fees are still strong and the strongest in the industry. And, you know, they have good management. I think Jamie Dimon, you know, has a long history of good work with some very – well-respected CEO,
Sandy Jamie
Whale.
Diamond, I guess your buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, he's done a good job in identifying the risk, taking his lumps.
And he's a hard-nosed SOB.
Yep.
And when he talks to Congress, he's not polite.
Mm-hmm.
And when he talks to regulars, he's not polite.
Yeah. But I think this whole the proprietary trading rule, the Volcker rule, is going to have a huge effect on the larger ones, including J.P. Morgan.
Right.
So they're not out of the woods yet. In fact, I go on a limb and say that there's probably too much risk in the major banks still.
So
instead of making the banks smaller, we've made them bigger.
So we're getting ready to come to the end of the segment, but just net financials. What's your thought on financials?
We're not
avoid the big banks.
We're not buying any banks quite yet.
Right.
Want to see a pickup in loan growth. Want to see these putback situation with Fannie and Freddie. They're forcing them to buy back mortgages
right.
for losses. Want to see that ease a bit before we jump in there. So we've been buying. We own Insurers. We own Travelers. We own Aflac, which has its own issues, and we also own Intercontinental Exchange.
Right.
And T. Rowe Price, which is a mutual fund, that mostly equity-based mutual fund company.
Okay.
It's been a slice of heaven. So listen, if you have any questions, numbers 770-429-9166.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.